Brian, I know nothing about your earliest history. I remember a funny story you told me about you and Kenny Baker when you were a little boy.
Indeed. Yeah.
I don't remember, is it for public consumption or is it? I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my Kenny Baker story? All right. So I come from Minnesota. Yeah, you know, and of course, you heard of my state? We have a dysfunctional government right now. There is no government, actually, right now.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah, right.
This is New York, Belgium, the Congo. We invented dysfunctional government.
Anywho, so I grew up in Minnesota, and I started with Suzuki Violin, and it was Orange Blossom Special, also, that turned me on to bluegrass, and I remember being at a bluegrass festival and hearing a fiddle player rip up Orange Blossom Special, and it was dark, and I sprinted to the stage. I ran so fast, and then I ran right into somebody's clothesline, and completely landed right on my back. I was about 9 years old, and I woke up 10 years later playing in a band. But when I was 14, I figured out that you could play pretty much everything, almost waltzes, with this Georgia Shuffle. I learned you could play that and it sounded pretty cool, and so I thought it was hot stuff. And so I went to Bean Blossom, Indiana, which is the home of Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Festival, looking forward to meeting Kenny Baker, who was my hero. I just couldn't wait to wow him with my Georgia Shuffle. And so I walked up, first thing, drove all the way down there, and I ran up to him at the record table with my fiddle in a case, and I said, "Hi, Kenny, my name is Brian, I'm from Minnesota, and I'm your biggest fan." And he could tell that I wasn't gonna leave. And so he said, let's see what you got in there, son. So I took out my fiddle, and he looked at the fiddle, and he said, "That's a shiny fiddle." He looked at me in my shorts and flip-flops, and he said, "That's a hippie fiddle." He said, "Play something on that for me." And so I said, "Okay, I'm going to play Sally Gooden." And I played a 15-minute version of Sally Gooden. So when I was done, he said, "Well, you ain't no Byron Berline." So then I saw him play for the first time. I saw him live, and he played with these elegant, wonderful, silky bow strokes. And then I said, "Wow, that's totally different." When he came off stage, I said, "Kenny, do you ever use a shuffle?" And he said, "Son, I think that people that use a shuffle have a long way to go."
Didn't he say something about...
And so, I realized how much work I had ahead of me. And I was brought down to the very, Brian about that size. And as I was sauntering off to the car to drive back home, I saw him over at the table, and I thought, should I say goodbye or not? I thought, okay. So I walked over to the record table, and I said, "Well, I'm going back to Minnesota, Kenny." He said, "Son, come over here." And I walked over and he put his arm around me and he said to the banjo player, Blake Williams, in his band, he said, "Blake, you know what I'm going to do with this boy?" I said, "No, Kenny, what you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to take this boy and I'm going to bring him to my farm and I'm going to teach him to be a boxer." So I went home completely depressed. For 3 months, I didn't come out of my room, and I figured I was either going to get better or I was going to quit. And I worked really hard, and so went back to Bean Blossom later on the next summer, and I had about 20 Kenny Baker tunes memorized, and I heard his fiddle from way off in the far away in the campground. It was his sound was so incredible, and you could tell his fiddle from way on the other side of the campground. It was about midnight. And I heard him playing, and I grabbed my fiddle. I can't believe I did this. I sprinted over, and there were about 30 people all in a circle with Kenny and a guitar player in the center, and I jumped right in the middle, looking for abuse. And I said, "What you got?" I said, "The ball and chain hornpipe. This is one that you wrote, Kenny." And I nailed it. And after that, he was super kind. And so a little tough love made all the difference for this little Minnesota boy.
I feel like this has turned into like a tough love parenting workshop. You know, something like that. I don't know ball and chain hornpipe. How does that go? Do you know?
Oh, I forgot. But let's do that.
Yeah, this is one Graphic Foot of Lewis, you know this tune. This is a Kenny Baker tune that's killer diller with all these nasty double stops that are really fun. And Matt has this really cool, at least you did 5 years ago, double stop version of Carmen. So let's all do that one. And Mike rips this one up too.